I wonder if we could help with this. Homes are being sought for a number of sled dogs. The owner of Australian Sled Dog Tours, Brett Haddon, has got troubles, of course, as has any small business person. Hello, Brett.
Yeah, g'day, Neil. How you going?
I'm okay. How many dogs are you trying to home?
I've probably about seven now. We've got a few people that found really good homes. The government's restrictions and everything, without getting political, is cause and effect situation on us. Plus, we can't find a farm. Our biggest thing right now is also we need a farm that's a pretty private farm that we can house all our rescue dogs and our horses. Because we're tour operators and we rescue huskies and we give them a life and we run them at Mount Buller Ski Field.
So, will you be closing down? Is there a danger of that?
It's a possibility, and I thought it was. And when all these restrictions affecting small businesses across the whole state, like it is, that my fear is it's going to get worse. And we've got to go into this winter next year. We're aiming for it. We're organising for it, but it might not happen. So we've got to do cutbacks. So, and a few of those cutbacks are going to be some dogs and a lot of things, and we still haven't found a farm yet. And we only got 2 weeks until we're kicked out because the owner who owned the house is stuck in Romania in Europe somewhere, and he got desperate and he's sold, and the new owners want to get in that are in lockdown in Melbourne, and which is causing effect. What's happened is all the Melbourne people got out during the COVID started and post and bought out all the properties and renting properties, and it's cause and effect for people like me, and there's probably all thousands of us that can't find places.
So, well, let's deal with the dogs first. They're huskies, are they?
Yes, yes.
And how old?
Different ages, two, 3 years old, and some 9, 10.
Well trained?
Well trained, all good. All okay. Very, very good. And good with people, but they'll only go to good homes, so we might get 100 people. That'll call and it'll only go to a few. You know what I mean?
But you're going to break them up. They'll go individually.
They don't have to go.
But you have to take all seven, I'm saying.
No, of course not. Of course not. No, right. Break them up, yeah.
All right. And where are you looking? What area are you looking for a property?
Look, I've tried Mansfield. I've tried everywhere. It's got to be suitable. The property's got to be suitable. And even over... Anywhere in near the mountain regions where it's cooler. I want a cooler area for my dogs. I don't want to stick in Melbourne. I don't want to be where it's hot for them.
How many acres do you need?
We don't need many acres, providing we could be next to cattle farms or anything like that, that we've got a buffer zone of about a kilometre away. So they do a howl in the morning, they do a howl in the night. It's like, and when we feed them, they're noisy for a half an hour. The rest of the day, they sleep. You know?
What do they do a howl for? Why do they howl morning and night?
They call it the cry of joy. And it's only for just on dark and early morning, just like a rooster. So it's like it's a happy thing. And they're just seeing if there's anything in the distance. I don't know.
Maybe if I live in Brunswick, I shouldn't be getting one in.
you don't want to do it.
Okay. All right. Now, where do people go to have a look at these dogs and if they can help?
They can go on our Facebook page and contact us through there, Australian Sled Dog Tours, Australian Sled Dog Tours.
All right. Well, good luck. Well, let us know how you go. What are their names? You can't remember.
I'm driving back from Mansfield with a horse in the float, so my head's all over the place right now. I'm looking for land.
Hang on. Somebody can tell me. Jasper, Luna.
Jasper.
Luna.
Yep.
Yukon.
Yukon.
Atlanta.
Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Winter.
Winter. Max.
Max.
Celia.
Celia.
Sansa.
Sansa. Sansa.
Sansa. Yep. Everyone a gem.
Yeah, everyone. A gem. Really good with people. They have to be rock solid people.
I can understand. Thanks, Brett. Hang on. We'll get some more details from me. But Australian Sled Dog Tours. They've got an email account too. Australian Sled Dog Tours, one word, of course, @gmail.com. We'll put a link on our website for Jasper, Luna, Yukon, Atlantis, Winter, Max, Celia, and Santa.